The Antichrist, at the rate things are going right now, will not take rule of the world for about 10 years.
All right, you said Maitreya. Now, there is somebody who exists right now who calls himself the Maitreya.
Yeah, he's the official chaplain and spiritual advisor for the United Nations as of August 14th or 21st.
Not a lot of people see him.
Oh, yeah. He has finally become now on the political scene. He has been in the background doing his thing for a number of years, but like he's now coming to the political scene.
This is the same guy that Benjamin Krem represents.
That's his boss, yeah.
You believe the Maitreya is the Antichrist?
Yes.
Tell me why.
In part, a number of reasons. One, he appeared to me back in 1988. He appeared to me in my office, laid down the rules, let me know if I tried to oppose him, blah, 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 I was going to do this and that, so on and so forth, and, you know, all of his threats.
What do you mean he appeared to you? He just made an appointment, or
just appeared in my office.
Like poof, he appeared?
Yeah, just like you would be standing there in front of somebody else. He just appeared. And another time was when I was in Switzerland. I was with a group of the European Catholic Editors Association. They brought me over to a talk that he was giving. We went to the auditorium. He was in the auditorium of one of Bonn's international schools. And he refused to come out and give his talk as long as I was in the building. And, matter of fact, he ended up canceling the talk. And then he appeared to us, the whole group, about an hour later, furious that I had interfered with his activities for that evening.
He lives in London now, I hear.
Hmm?
He lives in London, I'm told.
He resides, that's his official residence. But he has no nationality. He only has a citizenship. He has a United Kingdom citizenship.
What do we know about this person? I mean, where was he born?
There's no public record of saying where he was born or anything else as far as I know. There's been three different bio histories that I've run across about him. But I always tell people, don't go to his website. Don't go reading it, because I've already had several electronic engineers call up and let me know that every time you tap into their website, their system begins to milk everything that's in your programs. It can start reading whatever you've got. And the only way to separate yourself from it is actually you have to purge your own system.
What do you think if I get him on as a guest?
Who?
Honestly.
Oh, him?
Yeah.
You fool.
I am?
You'd be a fool.
Why?
Why play with pigs? Why go wallow with pigs? Why go play with them? Just so you can say you were there? There's no use associating yourself with evil and dirt just so you can say you did it. Or just to be one of the ones who did it. That's how serious I am about any association or affiliation with him.
Would you appear on the show with him?
No.
No way.
No. It would serve no purpose to humanity.
Well, what makes you say that he's the Antichrist? I mean, as you well know, Father, throughout history...
Well, a number of the mystics, very ones I trust around the world, have all say the same thing. And we all believe the same thing.
Are you afraid of him?
He's afraid? No. But you respect the devil. As a man, no. I have no regards for him as a person. But the devil that's in him, the devil that he serves, I give it a wide rebirth and do give it fear, yes.
Is he aware that he is the Antichrist?
Yes.
He is, okay.
His intention.
Was he aware when he was a child, you think?
It was at an early age when he chose to serve Satan. So, it's just like at a very early age that the Hitler gave himself to evil. You know, it was a very early age of which Stalin gave himself to evil. And then followed the course that evil led them on. I'm not going to sit here and try to suppose that, okay, at age such and such, he knew he was going to be the Antichrist. That was his goal in life and so on.
Right.
So I'm saying he gave himself to evil and he's followed his course.
What do we know about his parents, if anything?
I know nothing, and I have never seen a bio of which is given it. There's a number of individuals who say, well, he has to be born of a prostitute and this and that. And you know what? Who cares?
Or somebody had to raise him in terms of being a Satanist, I would guess.
Well, I agree with all that, but I don't know, and to me it's irrelevant.
The fact that he is here.
Yeah.
Now, how did he make his way to the United Nations, for crying out loud?
I don't know, other than the financial pull and that he has.
Does he work?
As far as I know, this guy just plain has wealth.
Real wealth?
Wealth.
You don't know how he gets his money?
I have no idea. From what they've told me, the men that I, members of the European Catholic Association, they have only told me that all they can find out is this guy is financially, he's got it.
When he appeared in your office, and again, just appeared, I mean, what did you do, fall off your chair?
I about flipped against the wall. Because I wasn't paying attention, and then all of a sudden there's this it was a very loud, like somebody broke a stick. There was a loud cracking noise, and I jumped, and he was there, and he was furious, and he was
threatening you,
bellowing and screaming, and let me know that if I wasn't going to give in to him, and he already knew what I was up to, and because too many of the different devils during the exorcisms brag about him. They talk about him.
And they use that name, Maitreya?
Yeah. They speak about how the different devils who control the weather, what they're going to do. They speak about the different diseases and how they're using them to spread into different parts of society. They name individuals even in politics and social standards, social settings and circles of how they can do this, they can do that. Where I've even worked with different security groups and said, okay, go and check these things and see what you can find out.